Hey everyone, Jerry Kirk here at the Minneapolis airport where it's snowing outside. Just left Atlanta for probably the last time in quite a while. I've been doing some consulting down there, working at a company and really enjoying the work and the challenge and the fun of it all. But yeah, this is my last day there at the office, and so kind of some mixed feelings, excitement and some sadness over things kind of coming to an end. But you know, it's off to a new adventure. And one thing that I was reading earlier today really stuck with me. So I want to talk a little bit about how we can form better habits and how the difference between motivation and clarity. So I was reading about a study that was done around fitness. So they had three groups of people trying to get more fit. There was one that was just told to get more fit. That was the control group. There was another one where they were given all kind of motivation. They were shown that the benefits, I could reduce different diseases, and you'd feel better and have more energy and all of that. And in the last group, they were instructed to write very specific actions that they were going to take, right? That they were going to work out X number of times per week, three times per week, on these dates, in this location. Well, guess which group crushed it? Yeah, it was group three. And that's been my experience as well. And I had a lot. The whole thing around clarity has been so fundamental to me in my work as of late. I've noticed that clarity is really the biggest barrier to moving forward. It's what the lack of clarity causes confusion, causes delay, lack of motivation, sometimes lack of empowerment. I'll give you another example. I was working with someone who was swamped in meetings. Just her day is just full of meetings. Like, she's just not getting to the stuff she wants to get to. She has way too much going on. And so she decided, working with me, that she wanted to reduce her meeting time by 5%. Yeah, I don't know what that means either. So we worked on that a little bit, right? Tried to get, let's actually pick a specific number of hours, right? How much time would you like to free up to do some of this other work that you want to do? And so she decided on 6 hours, right? And she was going to do this other thing that was going to eliminate the need for her to be in these bunch of meetings that was going to take, about 3 or 4 hours the first time to set up, and then be a lot faster after that. So we set up a specific experiment for that week, where the goal was to save 6 hours of meetings, and she would spend no more than 4 hours in the initial prep for it, and we would measure that result. And sure enough, she got the result, much more than she would have just trying to do some big thing. Immediately she was more motivated, she had clarity of focus and purpose, she could see the tangible result, right? So as you're moving forward in what you're trying to do, make sure you're working with intent and clarity, right? That would make a huge difference, even in relationships. Say you're coming home from work and you're tired, maybe you're a little grumpy, who knows, and you don't want to be that for your family. So just take a moment. I learned this from Brendon Burchard. Take a moment, pause, take a breath. And just for a minute, articulate in your mind how you want to be when you walk in that door. You know what? You're going to be that person. You're much more likely to be that person because we want congruence in our life. If we state something, we declare something, we want to act in the way that we have stated. We don't want to be discongruent, is that a word, with things that we've said. So one way to make progress is to state those intentions. One more thing I'll mention. I've got to board my flight in a few minutes. Last one to get home. Yay! And I'll be flying for a little while, which will be nice. Last thing, an experiment I just started today, so I don't know how it's going to turn out yet, but I was having some fun. There was this Jenga game that has been sitting in this room for months, not been used on the brand new packaging. I'm like, how could I use this game? And so I took half the Jenga, gave it to one person, half the Jenga for another person, and basically they're going to work on developing this new habit, which is not going to be easy. And every time they are successful, they can add, you know, pull a Jenga piece out, and they're kind of trying to build the tower up. Every time that they aren't successful in that habit, they have to pull one out of the tower and just put it to the side. It's not available at all. So, you know, they'll have less pieces to build and become less stable and all that metaphor stuff. But if they succeed again, then they can take that piece back and put it back into their structure to reinforce it or build it higher. But now they got something really tangible that they can see every day. And not only will they see it, but others will see it. And because it's a Jenga game, they're like, hey, what's that doing on your desk? And then that's a chance for them to, you know, state publicly, you know, again and again and again to these people what they're trying to do, which again will help with congruence. And also will build allies. People will want to support them. A lot of times people coming in to their office space are the exact people that they're trying to change habits with. So I'm really curious to see how it'll turn out. It was just kind of a last minute thought or idea. So anyway, that's what I got for you today. Head home to the family. Got to spend a bunch of time this weekend getting the basement ready for getting a new furnace installed just in time for the cold winter. Going from super expensive electricity to gas furnace, so super happy about that, even though it's going to cost me a pile to get put it in, but that's how it goes. So, good night, everyone. Take care.